FBI raids former President Donald Trump's home. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 8, 2022. Former President Donald Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, was raided by FBI agents, Trump announced in a statement on Monday. "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," Trump said. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." Trump noted his previous cooperation with law enforcement and called the FBI raid of his home prosecutorial misconduct. Trump also said it is an example of the weaponization of the justice system who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. Trump continued. "After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States." The former president said that he has been politically persecuted for years, and pointed to the Russia collusion hoax narrative and two failed impeachments as examples of the continued persecution. "The political persecution of President Donald J. Trump has been going on for years, with the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more. It just never ends," Trump said. "It is political targeting at the highest level." He also pointed out that absolutely nothing has happened to failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Trump added, "Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House. I stood up to America's bureaucratic corruption. I restored power to the people, and truly delivered for our country, like we have never seen before. The establishment hated it. Now, as they watch my endorsed candidates win big victories, and see my dominance in all polls, they are trying to stop me, and the Republican Party, once more. The lawlessness, political persecution, and witch hunt must be exposed and stopped. I will continue to fight for the great American people," Trump concluded. Eric Trump said on FNC's Hannity show tonight, "That's what this is about today. To have 30 FBI agents, actually, more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, get absolutely, you know, no notice, go through the gates, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. You know, they broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe. I mean, give me a break. And this is coming from, what, the National Archives? Yet Hunter Biden, he's did firearms crimes, illegal drugs, you know, shady deals with everybody around the world. By the way, it's all on his laptop for the whole world to see, in his own writing, in his own words. Where are these FBI agents? Where is everybody? Why is it that the arrows only fly Donald Trump and his family? Why is it that the political persecution only goes one way in this country? This is a developing news story." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.